Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Okay, today we're at Aztec, right here on beautiful West 9th Street. We're speaking with Dave Scarepa and Josh Brown of Aztec. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
You know, Dave, why don't you give us a 30-second the elevator speech on what Aztec does?
Sure. Aztec is a custom web design and development shop. We are Microsoft Gold partners. We specialize in all things web, the full life cycle of web design development, hosting, marketing, all the way around. So clients come in at any one of those spokes in our, you know, kind of wheel of services and can make their way all the way through.
Okay. And you're the chief creative officer. What is that entitle?
It's a fancy way of saying creative director.
Okay.
It's a fancy way of saying art director. It's a fancy way of saying production artist.
One of those. Josh, how about you?
I'm the senior graphic designer. I mostly deal with the web. I pretty much follow through on all the projects, help a lot with the build out and slicing up the designs when they're done, and also do some of the designs on my own.
Josh does all the real work.
Yeah. You know, web design development is obviously one of your key strengths. And let's talk a little about some of the new aspects of that. I mean, one thing that's not new, it's been around for, I don't know how many years, is CSS. Can you just, for those people who don't know, can you explain what CSS is and why it's important?
Mm-hmm. Sure. CSS is really a method for separating presentation from content. And it gives websites the ability to, you know, keep all the stuff that makes it pretty separated from the actual content, where, you know, years ago it was tables and all these extra graphics and all this extra markup to make your page look the way you wanted, but was a nightmare to pour through and maintain and for search engines to get their way through. And CSS basically simplifies and eliminates all that.
And that's cascading style sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are there any disadvantages to using CSS in your approach, in your design?
Not that I can think of.
Because not everyone uses it. Is it because they don't know about it, or they're not hiring guys like you? Or
some of it is because, you know, a lot of the resistance is from the older guys who trained in a certain way, doing table design and inline styles and font colors, and that's the way they know how to do it. And designing with CSS is a completely different tool set. And there are some people out there who just don't want to learn how to do that. But I can't really think of any disadvantages. It's much easier to make a change across an entire site with a style sheet than it is to go and find 30,000 font tags and replace them all.
You'll still see a lot of old sites where, like, every page has all the definitions for fonts and all that stuff and all. But, yeah, as you say, CSS is really a way to rapidly make some changes or to update and keep it all in one area there. You know, we hear different versions of CSS. There were CSS 1 and 2, and now we're hearing about 3. Can you tell us, does that matter to the average person?
Technically, I don't think so. I mean, if you went up to somebody who wasn't a web nerd and mentioned CSS, they probably wouldn't know even what it stood for or what it does. But to us here in the industry, CSS 3 is a huge leap forward, and we're really looking forward to the point where enough browsers and enough people support it, and or enough browsers support it and enough people are using those browsers that we can start to roll that out and not have to worry about older browsers that just can't handle it.
And I think where it'll matter to people, whether they realize it or not, is that we can start to build sites that load faster, perform more consistently. You know, it makes for better ways of implementing things that right now we're having to do all these silly workarounds for, and, you know, ultimately it'll be a better browser experience for people even though they don't know why.
Even a year ago, I was building sites with things like rounded corners and, you know, boxes that were half transparent, and I had to do a lot of graphics tricks and pull in a lot of extra graphics in order to make that work. Now I can do a lot of that just with CSS, and it makes the build-out process a lot faster, and it makes the page load a lot faster.
Now, is that because do we need these improvements and upgrades because of the new browsers, of the new devices, both, all of the above? What's pushing the evolution of CSS?
I think a lot of it, you know, especially like when you talk about like rounded corners is a simple one. That's such a common design element, and so many designers were having to go through all these workarounds and all these extra hacks to produce what should be a very simple and straightforward effect for a design, that it just made sense to, you know, start incorporating that into what's allowable in CSS.
Okay, now these are obviously CSS 1, 2, and 3. These are standards. That who puts out these standards? Who decides on the standards?
There's an organization of people. It's called the W3, the World Wide Web Consortium. It's a group of industry, people in the industry, people who have helped create the languages themselves. There's some people here from Cleveland. Eric Meyer is in the W3, and he's a big proponent of CSS. And also representatives from the browser makers themselves are also involved in writing the standards. And they all get together occasionally, and they talk about what things they would like to see in the current revision of whatever we're talking about, whether it's CSS or XHTML, or now it's just HTML5, they've taken the X out. So CSS3 is the current revision that they're working on. It's still not completely standardized yet, so it's not officially a revision, but when it is, it will be CSS3.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.